Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Worst in the Halloween candies coming up with the head chef and 10 speed of potatoes, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Come on, you doggone POS. Here we go.
Drink responsibly. Or Mike will beat your ass.
Guys, we want to wish a happy 8th birthday to Finn. He is our gassiest kid, so if we could, let's get a big old fart. Thanks, guys. That's from Casey and Shane. All the fellas, a super special birthday shout-out for our amazing daughter, Amira, who joined the Peace Corps to be an early childhood literacy teacher.
Damn.
And is leaving for Uganda on her 22nd birthday today.
No, Uganda.
That's awesome. Let's say proper send-off with some dad jokes and the dirty German's advice on how to stay cool in Uganda. Thanks, guys. That from Brandon.
All right, so I got a dad joke or two in here.
Why didn't the skeleton go trick-or-treating? Why didn't the skeleton go trick-or-treating?
He had no body to go with.
He had no body to go with. That is correct.
No body.
Which vampire suffered from asthma? Which vampire suffered from asthma?
Which one?
Who?
Vlad the Inhaler.
All right.
And one more. Guys, what do Legos and breasts have in common?
Legos and breasts.
They're both fun to play with till you step on one.
Not bad. Made for children, played by with adults.
Why are you stepping on breasts?
I don't. It's the point.
Yeah, you came to the right place to find out. How do you stay cool in a hot country like Uganda? This is very simple. Listen, don't go.
Yeah, my advice would be you put on some of the best techno music in the world, the Sage Chasers. Sage Chasers.
Guys, want to wish our son a very happy 30th birthday. He is my life and my best friend. Happy birthday, Devin. That from your dad there. More. Guys, want to give a birthday shout-out to my wonderful husband. He's 40 this year, has a lot to celebrate, finally recovering from his Achilles injury. Oh. He got a new puppy. So how about a fish sandwich and anything else your heart desires? Also happens to be my birthday, too, but who the heck cares? That from Andrea.
Nobody,
I'm a
Andrea.
Fish sandwich.
Nobody cares.
That's weird to marry somebody with the same birthday.
Guys, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my husband, Andrew, for completing his 41st trip around the sun. Thanks for being my best friend and a semi-great dog dad. How about a suck-it-up cupcake and Coach Ted with some motivation on how being over 40 isn't that bad. Thanks, guys. That from Kim.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
All right, listen up, man. You're 41 years old, all right? Being over 40 is not that bad. Now, if you stop moving around, just become complacent, then it will suck. The body in motion stays in motion, all right? 40's the new 30. 50's the new 40. You go out there and you dominate life at 88.
Ooh. Hey guys, it's my stepfather Dennis's birthday. How about Aussie Ted giving him some dinner suggestions? Thanks, guys. That from Cameron.
Ted here from Melbourne.
What about those crackers we got?
Don't remember the name of them. I know we got the Tim Tams back there, and you know, whatever you eat, and just cover it in chicken salt. I can't wait to use that chicken salt.
I use it tonight. And guys, finally, today is our daughter Simone's 48th birthday. She excels at everything she tackles.
Simone.
Whether it's her job, two different PTAs, one of her boosters for Sammamish High School football. Outstanding mother, two teenage boys, too. So can we get a Obama drop the beat and some shotgun gets from Thrill? Thank you, guys, and rock on. Love you, guys. That from the Jackster.
Drop the beat.
Get. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaz of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fly. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. On this week's episode, we have an honorary new worker in the kitchen, washing dishes. That's right. You got a job at Slither there if you ever need one, Mike Hawk.
Yes. I won't get fired this time.
We promise not to fire you.
Thank you.
Thrills on the staff, too.
Thank you, Chef.
I prefer We Chef, but I'll take it.
We Chef.
All right. So I have a list here, basically, of 10 candies you don't want in your bag. You don't even want to eat them as an adult. So you know what? We're going to eat a couple.
Yay.
And then the new dishwasher back there, my dog.
I'm ready for the opportunity, Chef.
That's some candies we do know. But he's not going to tell us what it is. We just got to bite into them and see if we can figure it out.
Okay.
Now, first on the list, they say, is the Mary Jane.
Yeah, I mean, just what is the point? What is the point of the Mary Jane? I've never
it's
met a child
chewy peanut
in my
butter
life.
Candy. That's old, not in a fun way, not in a retro way. I
just don't like chewy.
They call
candies.
It peanut butter. If they sold that as peanut butter to spread, like you would not buy this.
Anything in the taffy realm is just not my game.
Well,
as far as the consistency of ouch.
And the thing is, you got to remember, this candy's so old. Like back in the day, like chocolate wasn't as big.
Sure.
That was like a luxury, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of these candies are like peanut butter or just hard candies or just kind of sugar.
Charms.
I completely understand. But it is now 2025. Stop buying it and giving it to children.
I mean, if somebody gave me one, I'd try it just to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I'd try to try it. All right, Good and Plenty.
Ugh.
The evil cousin of a Mike and Ike. Got him right here.
Sounds like the movie theater.
I remember the name. I don't remember what they taste like.
Nobody tell them what they taste like.
I won't tell you what they taste like then. You guys can
So
try
it doesn't it. Taste like a jelly bean is what you're saying.
Maybe
I'm not
it
gonna,
does.
I'm not tell
okay.
You what it
all right. All right.
I hate this crap.
You know what? There was a time when I liked it, and then I grew up, and then all of a sudden I just didn't like it anymore.
Oh, oh
Jesus Christ!
You gotta spill out, Eric.
That was bad and awful.
Not good and plenty.
I don't want to here.
Good, well, you gotta have a good and a plenty, dude.
Oh, do you?
Oh, is that how that works?
Good and plenty.
Good and
there
plenty.
You go,
Mike. You chew them or you suck on it.
Oh, come on, man!
Jesus Christ!
It's black licorice.
That's a setup.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
That's absolutely freaking horrible.
Well, next time
I almost cussed.
You think life is hard. Remember, in the 20s, kids liked this.
Oh, God.
No, they didn't.
That's all they had.
It's not good.
It doesn't mean they liked it.
How's good the first name in it?
It's not as bad as it got at one point, and it actually gave me a little nostalgia boost.
Oh, my God.
That reminds me of my grandparents' house, man.
I mean, look, I get the nostalgic, but it still tastes like a dog turd.
Oh, nah.
Reminds me of drinking Sambuca.
I'm back, dude.
Which does not end with a lot of good memories.
I actually like that.
You do like
it. I like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
See, you're the kid I want to know in school. Like, yo, Mike, I got a lot of good and plenties. Just give me a Snickers bar.
Now, I am not going out to grab that. However, I'm not going to turn that away anymore. When I was a kid,
still got the shivers.
My grandfather had black licorice, and it was stale as hell, and I loved it. It was chewy. It was tasty. I liked it. And then I got older, and all of a sudden, black licorice got nasty, and now that tasted good again.
Good and plenties, I will say. As far as... So black licorice is separate on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I would eat a good and plenty before I'd eat just regular black licorice. Now, next on the list of candies people don't want is Smarties. Now, luckily, the morning show, for some reason, has a bunch of Smarties in their studio.
Of course they do. Of course they just have Smarties.
I remember liking Smarties. Go ahead.
Take
a
Smartie.
Give a Smartie.
Oh, yeah, these little fellas. Yeah.
All right, I'll try a Smartie. I hate hard candy.
Oh, they're great. These are chewable. I mean,
it's fine. Fills your mouth with saliva.
Oh, God.
It's a solid pixie stick.
Oh.
You know what? That is a very good description.
That's just straight sugar.
Yes, it is, Miles.
Well, I feel like Smarties kind of got pushed out of the realm by the sweet tart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe people can eat that.
You also don't like sweet. You like chocolatey.
I can't eat sugar. Mm. Oh, God.
Next on the list of candy, least like candies, you guys mentioned earlier, Tootsie Rolls. Now, the original Tootsie Roll I will eat, but those little flavored ones, I love.
Hell
the
yeah.
Orange one.
Orange one hits different.
Yeah. I feel like Tootsie Roll is very divisive. Like, people either hate them like myself or they love them like you, Mike. But no one just says, man, they're fine.
The vanilla ones are also good.
Are they supposed to be chocolate?
Chocolatey. Chocolatey. Nah. It's like a fudge pop.
All right.
Nah.
Bring me more candy.
Technically, they're supposed to look chocolatey, but they don't taste like chocolate.
That is, you know what? That's the perfect description.
It's like a vanilla hint to them.
Again, you're a kid. Sugar's your life.
I still don't like them.
All right. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you're hard-pressed. They also have, Tootsie Rolls is on there. We have the Mary Jane Peanut Butter Kisses.
I've never seen those before.
The ones that are orange and black wrapper.
Just stop. Okay, all right. It doesn't make it better.
Next on the list, Necco wafers.
They're terrible. They're chocolate.
They were really bad.
Remember, they stopped making them. People were like, we like them, so they brought them back.
No, you didn't. And you were nostalgic. Sell.
Again,
like you were saying, Mike, there's the nostalgia of a Necco wafer. It probably takes you to Halloween, and Halloween, generally speaking, is a good night.
Yeah.
But it's the last thing I want to eat.
I think that's smart. It's going to give me a freaking headache.
Not that bad. My mom likes them. She's 81.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Wax cola bottles. As a kid, I thought they were good.
They were cool, but I didn't necessarily like them.
Sugar water in a thing.
Mm-hmm. Candy corn makes the list.
Inexplicable substance.
And then number one candy people don't like, which again, I do like. The Circus Peanut. Mike, you're not even a Circus Peanut guy?
No, sir.
Did give rise to Lucky Charms, though.
Yes, it did. Yeah. I don't know how you made that connection, but...
Well, no, just the guy, he had the Circus Peanuts. They were hard. They were kind of stale. And it's like, have milk kind of soften them up. That was actually the inspiration for Lucky
Charms.
And then
someone said, let's actually put a good candy in here.
Yeah, and someone sent us some box packages with it.
Yeah.
So we did try to go out and try to get some of the flavor tests to do this list with
you. To the bad list, right?
Correct. And our... shops available here did not have everything. So I decided to do a little bit. I wanted to grab things that were at least a little bit contested. There's a little bit of a fence that you can kind of be on with these. Okay. And so what I want to do is I want to do a blind taste test. First, I need everybody to close their eyes, hold out their palms. This is the first candy I'm giving you.
Okay. This is great.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm down for excitement.
I knew that good and plenty would suck when you guys were like, don't tell them what it tastes like.
Do I touch it, Mike, or just put it in my mouth?
You can just put it straight in the mouth there, Tim.
And this is a candy we like.
Possibly.
That's a York peppermint patty.
That is a York peppermint patty.
Yep, definitely a York peppermint patty.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Oh, what's that? You don't like mint as a fun, whimsical flavor?
I never like those. I like Andy's mint.
Andy's mints are dope.
Andy's are pretty good.
Yeah.
Andy's are pretty good.
I just don't like that.
Yeah, they're too much.
Too peppermint heavy.
Number two that I put. Okay.
I mess with them.
Oh, God.
Okay, number two on the list.
This is a horrible idea.
I put the whole freaking thing in my mouth.
So did I. A little bit bigger than I was expecting.
Jesus.
This one's a cup, so be ready for it.
A cup?
Yep. And there's multiple in here, so don't
Don't choke on them.
What do you mean? Don't choke them all. Just
dip in there and eat one?
Yep, just dip in there and eat one of those.
All right.
Number two.
All right.
That's a Whopper, and they're delicious. You could have mine.
Thank you, man. Ah, gross.
Malted milk balls.
I love Whoppers.
And I saw some pepper or York peppermint patty in my mouth. I'm telling you right now, malt and mint, there's a reason you don't see that combo.
That's gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it.
All right, candy number three. All right. Of the, at least the contested candy. So
thank you for the malted milk balls.
Seems like a decent split here.
Finally.
All right.
All right. Number three.
Now remember, folks, we are blindfolded, and Mike is handing us these candies. This one also
people
in a
on
cup.
YouTube know better.
Is there multiples in here, Mike?
Yes, there is.
The, okay. You eat just one of them?
The rest are multiples.
God damn it, I can't get it out.
I'm just going to eat one.
And then I got one more after this for y'all.
Oh, I don't...
Yeah, Miles, you're not going to like this.
No, I don't like
it. Oh!
Mm.
What is that, Ted?
Ew, man.
Is it juju fruit?
Very, very close.
Juju B.
Dots.
Dots. God, that's bad.
That is really
Mine's
bad.
Lime. I like lime.
Really? Here, take mine.
Sorry.
God, what's like a 12-year-old?
All righty. Mine's lime. I like lime.
Here's the last candy that I got for you. Mm. You know, just shoot all this and chew it all on your face.
I don't have somebody poop in my mouth to give the taste out.
Wait for it.
At the break.
Hey, baby, give me a log.
Mike will defecate directly into Miles' mouth.
Now, should we eat both of these or what is this?
Yep, just go right after it.
All right.
Just up in that bad boy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that is a raisinette, my friend.
Terrible.
I can't believe you like those,
Oh, my
man.
God.
Yeah, baby.
The really? Consistency's bad. The taste is bad.
Oh, I might have some this weekend.
Here, take mine.
No problem.
Yeah, baby.
Ah.
That's the good stuff right there.
God. Thank you, Hedgehead. We appreciate that.
No, we don't.
No.
No, we don't.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW, The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Tuck, out of 5:08, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that sleep deprivation causes brief offline moments, even while you're awake.
What do you mean offline? You just brain stops check connecting?
Out. Okay. Yeah. I think they even talked about that in the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street. I think they called it micro naps. I don't know if those are the same things, where basically, even though your eyes are open,
you're checked that.
You know, because obviously with Freddy Krueger being the thing, they don't want to go to sleep. So
we're
just going to stay awake. Well, scientifically speaking, if you stay awake long enough, your brain says, no, we're going to sleep.
I'm
going
to go to sleep. You keep your eyes open.
Go ahead. Keep those bad boys open. We're just going to check out here for a minute.
I thought that was sitting through a meeting.
Oh.
My eyes are open, but I am not here, man.
Yes, I hear everything you're saying.
I would say it works the opposite, too. You have one of those things where you kind of like doze off on the couch, and then you wake up, and you're like, how long was I out? It's like 7 minutes.
Right.
Right.
Oh.
I slept great.
Yeah, it felt like a while.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best, though. Because then you get right back to it, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, you're right.
It's commercial break.
It is.
Right. Second quarter.
Yeah, it really only sucks.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. It really only sucks if you miss, like, the last kick.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, the last home run.
Yeah.
Experts are saying that if your child is generally healthy, there's not much scientific evidence that supports them needing a regular multivitamin.
Well, yeah, no kidding. That's the multivitamin thing. Was like a supplement if you were deficient.
Correct. That is what it should be. But yeah. These things are all marketed as, oh no, you need to give your kid this vitamin. Let him chew this gummy. It will strengthen their immune system and help their growth. No, it won't.
I would suggest this. Marketing is different than scientific research.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's, exactly. Yeah, they want you to buy their product. Yeah, correct. They're going to tell you
reading,
anything you want to
eating Fred Flintstone, man.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's going to help them grow. Who said that? The guy selling it to you?
The guy selling it to you.
Everyone knows the Wilma thing has more vitamins.
Yeah. I just read a whole thing on it today. There's a lot of things that are marketing that we just take as gospel.
Right. You don't know because it's not that they're going to tell you. By the way, everything we're saying is a lie. And they're not going to. We just want you to buy our product.
Correct.
I think some of the
supplements, turns out, but like, I don't know. You're taking a supplement, makes you feel better. Keep taking it.
Well, and there's a lot of different things that they have a specific need. You know, there's a sect of people that do actually need it, but it's my theory that sect is so small that it would actually remove any profitability of having that profession, that supplement, having what that is, so they kind of have to market it to everybody.
Oh, yeah. So they would make it like a medical thing, jack the price through the roof, like insulin, right? I want to say right now, if you get a year's supply of insulin, it's over $5,000.
Okay.
It costs them $70 to produce a year's worth of insulin. Right? Mm. Because it's a limited market. If you could convince everyone to take insulin, which would not be a good idea, the price would drop.
Sure.
Because they convince, hey, man, you need to take this kind of thing. It's pretty much that simple. But yeah, don't buy into marketing.
Yes. Sitting for too long can damage your blood vessels, and apparently cocoa rich in flavanols can help prevent that.
What's a cocoa rich flavanol?
Like dark chocolate?
It's a chocolate, a cocoa drink.
Have a seat and drink some hot chocolate. Right.
Maybe I'll have a dark chocolate covered raisin.
Don't be gross.
There you go. It's full of all kinds of goodies for you.
Well, also, heads up, kids. You'll get old enough one day where you're like, I actually like dark chocolate now.
No.
Right?
That's not too bad. The bitterness actually is a good flavor.
No, it's not right when you enter the coffee years.
What is this, like an almond in here?
Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a T word, an adjective, and I give you 1% chance of getting this thing right.
Cool.
A T word and an adjective that describes a person who is easily annoyed and eager to argue or fight. It can also describe the mood or attitude of that person.
Temperamental?
Temperamental, I like it, but no.
Tepid.
Tepid, not it.
Tenacious.
Tenacious. Truculent.
Truculent.
Truculent. No, never
used that. Damn, girl, yeah. You truculent as hell.
That's trunculent.
Oh. Dumps like a truck.
Dang it.
I was like, what?
A new study found that junk food fuels more than 100 gut changes that can sour your mood, and exercise fixes them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
It makes absolute sense.
What you eat matters. What you do matters.
Imagine that.
Junk food is just such a complicated thing. Like, there's obviously people that choose just to eat it.
Yeah.
Right? Then you have just the affordability of it. And the convenience of two working parents, like, it is a tough thing.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, or maybe it's just Sunday and you want a fish fillet.
Oh, right. Maybe it's, you know, you're at work and you want some candy.
Yeah. take all of it.
Some delicious dots. Yeah, right. Just take it all. No, you're going to eat it all and not give it to the kids in your neighborhood. It's rude as hell. A new study found that junk... I just read that one. Hang on. Let's see here. ChatGPT came out with a Game of Thrones sequel.
Okay.
And now a judge is consolidating a class action lawsuit involving several authors with similar copyright infringement cases. Basically, this judge was saying that ChatGPT and AI are not covered with the Fair Use Act.
Well,
so these authors could get compensation. I don't know from who.
What's the thing? Like, who do you...
You can't.
I would say somebody had to be the source of it, but if you can't trace it to that person, then it's just going to be out there. What are you going to do?
Well, and at the same time, if it's just created and you're not making any money off of it, like where?
That's true. If no one's making any money, if it just puts it out there and people read it,
right? And it's a sequel, and it's an adaptation. It uses your characters that you've created. Okay, I can understand some of that.
That's definitely a trademark thing,
right? But
you have to sue someone,
right?
Who do you sue?
Get them.
Yeah. Tylenol.
Yeah. A new study found that certain creative skills can keep your brain up to 7 years younger.
Okay. Do they say what those skills are?
They did, but I'm not working on it.
You're making origami.
Pretty much. That's really where it goes.
Probably.
It's just things that keep your brain active. At the end of the day, that's what it always comes down to. Exercise your brain. Try different things. Learn different things. Keep your brain moving. Keep it active. Keep it thinking. As soon as you know, that's why TV was it becomes such an issue for older folks, because that's when it truly starts to rot your brain. TV's not going to rot your brain when you're a kid, because you are generally curious when you're a kid and you're still learning different things.
You're absorbing things a little different. Right?
Correct. When you're an adult, you are just trying not to think. Well, the TV makes that very, very easy. And after a while, your brain's like, okay, I guess we're done. And then it'll just start degrading.
Yeah, I mean, look, I told you, right? Like, my mom, like, when she goes down and plays bingo and goes to class, like, it's amazing how much sharper she is that day than, like, if she's just been sitting around on the weekends watching the tube and not doing stuff.
Exactly.
And it's just like, right, because everything's firing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It is the spooky season, and this is... Does anybody know the technical name for today? The holiday name of today?
The day before Halloween.
The day before Halloween.
Is this all somebody's Eve?
Devil's Eve.
No. You're close.
Isn't it like when you go out and do bad stuff?
Yes, it is.
Satan's Eve.
Hellraiser Night.
They call it Devil's Night. They also call it Mischief Night.
Mischief Night.
Mischief Night.
Yes.
Oh.
So every night in Fremont.
But along with all of the mischief and all the naughty that's going on, there's all kinds of spooky superstitions that we keep as well. So let's review.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Yeah, so this is Arts and Culture's 10 Superstitions from Around the World. From Western Europe at number 10. Anybody, this is your way of maintaining good luck. Anybody ever crossed their fingers for good luck?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
You're at the racetrack, you're throwing the slot machine, whatever it is, just quick cross your
card.
The superstition of crossing one's fingers, bringing the lucky finger crosser good luck, comes from pre-Christian pagan times. That's right. In Western Europe, when the practice of making a cross with your own and the index finger of another person was thought to concentrate the forces of good and spirits and to seal a pact or a wish with the fellow crosser.
It's like this, Ted.
So it used to be that you would have to cross fingers with another person. Yeah.
Then it's got gross.
So like
pinkies.
Over time, people realized that they could simply bless their own wishes by crossing their fingers. That way, that's really bad. and then later, simply the index and the middle finger on one hand, which is what we do today.
Yeah.
From Europe, the black cats.
Black cats.
The black cats. Though cats have often been associated with good luck rather than its opposite, and were even worshipped as gods in ancient Egypt, things took a turn for the worse when our dark-colored feline friends, sometimes around the Dark Ages, when in 1232 AD, a papal bull by Pope Gregory IX declared them an incarnation of Satan, according to People magazine. Things only went downhill for black cats from there, with people of the Middle Ages burning them in bonfires on holy days like Shrove Tuesday, the first Sunday of Lent, and even Easter, when the Puritans in America connected the practice of witchcraft. Also, the color black has long been associated with evil and death.
Now they just target black people.
Which didn't help matters for our furry friends who had the misfortune of being born the color of night. And even to this day, people still... You know, while they understand that it is superstition, people will still steer clear of black cats, and they are not treated well this time of year.
So I just read today that certain pet adoption agencies will not let people adopt black cats, like in the days right before Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's very disturbing.
So that's why.
Yes.
I didn't read the whole article, but I'm like, come on.
People are not good with black cats. Like, I'm not superstitious, but I'll burn that thing. You know, it's like...
Same. I don't really care too much about the black cat, but like if one ran by my car tonight, I'd be like, God damn it.
Dang it.
I'm screwed.
Ma, where's the crucifix? And that's, man, if you got an outdoor black cat, pull it inside.
Yeah.
Pull it inside. 10 superstitions from around the world. Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's a bad one.
So,
a couple of different theories on it.
Magical significance has been attached to the number 13, but this time it's an unlucky number rather than a lucky number, which we might find a little bit later. The number 12 has frequently been seen as positive. 12 months of the year, 12 signs of the zodiac, 12 days of Christmas, 12 tribes of Israel. Naturally making its nearest neighboring number to the north negative. Like any other superstitious surrounding the Last Supper, the 13th is also seen as unlucky because, once again, the great betrayer, Judas Iscariot, was the 13th member of the dinner party. He got the 13th invite.
Right, so from the Christian end, it's that. But oddly enough, if you go to one of the most Catholic countries on this planet, Italy, the number 17 is the one they don't like.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, 13's fine. 17. I have no idea why.
17's bad, man. Yeah. Anybody
and
know?
If I've heard the street guys right, I think there's 13 tribes.
Mm. Yeah. What is a lucky item that you can walk around with?
Rabbit foot.
A rabbit's foot, close. It's
four leaf clover.
It's another foot item. It's also the sign of the cults.
A horseshoe.
The lucky horseshoe. Oh.
I walk around with those all the time.
I thought you're supposed to hang it up in your house for good luck.
Earliest origins of the horseshoe's function as a good luck charm reside in its shape. Seen upside down, and the invocation of the pagan moon goddess Diana and her sacred vulva.
Sacred vulva.
So good luck is upside down.
Yeah.
Why didn't the cults do that, then?
She got that sacred vulva.
You know what I'm saying?
The metal,
they don't need it now.
Metal is seen as both valuable and magical. Iron, in particular, was thought by early Europeans as something capable of warding off evil spirits. And as with the Romans at the lucky number 7, horseshoes frequently featured 7 nail holes.
So what you're saying is, when I look at the cults, it's an upside down secret vulva.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, give me that, baby.
I like that upside down vulva.
Another lucky piece of metal that you might find on the sidewalk on your way to work. They're now out of circulation.
Pennies.
Lucky pennies.
All right.
But just with a head up, right?
That's right.
How are you lucky to find a penny, but you're not lucky to find a $100 bill? Right. That you found the lowest denomination of cash that there is.
Super lucky. So lucky, you're penny richer.
The idea that finding a penny would bring good luck also originates in folk beliefs, in this case based on the idea that metal, regarded by many ancient cultures as quite valuable, was sent by the gods to protect those whom they favored. Pennies being made from metal, find them and you'll have good fortune.
Hey, Ma, found a penny.
Good luck's coming.
Yes.
Or rich.
10 superstitions from around the world. What's one? This is one that you always had when you were a kid. When you were walking down the street, you avoided these.
Cracks in the side.
That's right. Another superstition involving something cracked or broken being associated with bad luck is a superstition of stepping on a crack as foretelling or even causing harm to a family member, specifically your mama. As with mirrors, cracks in the earth on a sidewalk or almost anywhere have long been seen as portals to the realm of the supernatural.
That makes sense.
Good and ill. To step on those cracks might be to invite or to release unwelcome spirits. I'm sorry. If somebody steps on my door, I'm not, hey, I guess I can go through there.
Yeah.
Go on in there.
Yeah, if I did open a portal, I can hop in.
We just mentioned it, but number 4 is the broken mirror. The belief that a broken mirror brings bad luck most likely has its origins in the simple fact that reflections of ourselves are uncanny and often unnerving. We're freaked out by the sight of ourselves. Yeah. So humans have long had bad associations with them. Take, for example, the Greek myth of Narcissus, or the idea that a crack in a mirror would somehow break its charm or trap one's soul.
I'm worried about my soul getting trapped in a mirror.
You should be.
Is your troll okay?
My troll is fine, man.
Just your soul. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my soul's good. My troll, I don't know.
I used to have a troll strapped in a mirror. Sucks.
Yeah. This is another one. If you're working on a project with your dad outside, or, you know, they always show somebody.
Don't walk under a ladder.
Exactly. The
I still won't.
Same.
I think for safety reasons. Not superstition.
But sometimes on a sidewalk, they got a way out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The superstition of not wanting to walk under a ladder has its roots in Christian symbolism. The Holy Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit led to an association of the number 3 with something sacred. The triangle with its 3 sides came to be regarded as sacred as well. And a ladder, of course, forms a triangle when it is leaning there. So naturally, to walk under that ladder would be to destroy the sanctity of the Trinity and thus incur
punishment. Any history on opening up an umbrella inside?
Not that one, no.
I'm going to guess it was simply this. Parents got tired of telling their kids not to do it indoors, and they came up with this and said, look, man, it's bad luck.
We've talked about this one, but if you spill salt, what are you supposed to do?
Throw it over your right shoulder.
Correct. Perhaps the next most common superstition, at least in the West, involves tossing salt over one's shoulder. Like knocking on wood, this superstition also involves the idea of warding off evil, the devil himself. In Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper, Jesus' betrayer, Judas, is portrayed as having accidentally spilled salt. Since Jesus was associated with doing something bad, the argument goes that, ipso facto, so was salt. And throwing it over your shoulder was to blind the devil waiting there. The devil's literally behind you, and you're blinding.
You don't think he upgraded the goggles? I'm just saying. No.
I know what you're about to do.
And then this is the last.
Wild. He's right on my 6, but he can't move his head.
He's right. Like, you got me.
He's slow, man.
This is the number 1 superstition from around the world, and it was already mentioned. It's the good luck charm, or rather, just to keep something bad that you said from happening.
Knocking on wood.
Knocking on wood. Any list of superstitions would have to begin with arguably the most well-known and universal superstition to knock on wood. The actual origins and even meanings of the phrase has varied as the cultures which use it, with some suggesting roots in the Indo-European or Celtic belief that spirits good and bad resided in trees and who could be either called upon for protection or chased away by knocking on their home. See, that makes more sense. If I knock,
yeah,
I'm running the hell away. What the hell is that?
So it's like the original ding-dong ditch.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Get it out of here. Make it go away. A man in Virginia had to be arrested for what he did in the local Walmart, Miles.
I can't imagine.
Tell me about it at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. Hey! So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified would-be thief from London, England. Now, earlier this week, after having successfully stolen two other phones, he decided that the third time would be the charm. So he spied a woman on the platform of the very busy Borough Station of the London Tube, and he snatched her phone and prepared to run away. Unfortunately, he did not know that Ivan Skoko witnessed the theft. Now, Ivan, in case you're wondering, he's the owner of Fight City Gym, which teaches Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Ivan is also a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. And it turns out that our would-be thief is neither of those things, which is evident based on the speed with which he was, and I quote, subdued, we'll say. Now, without going into too much detail, would it say that our honoree was detained until police arrived? And by the way, Ivan was only on the tube that day because he was on his way to teach a self-defense class.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's like, man, I'm standing there. This guy grabs this woman's phone. They describe it in great detail. All I know is that the guy that grabbed the phone was wearing a hoodie. And that was kind of his undoing because Ivan got a hold of his hood. And then things changed.
Not that quickly.
The situation changed very quickly. He did point out the guy had a weapon on. It was like a rusty hammer or something. And Ivan says, as he was subduing him, he felt it. He did not think it was a hammer. He just knew it was a weapon. And that may have put a little extra pressure on today's honoree.
Mm-hmm.
Things ended poorly. And in the end, he got arrested.
Okay.
Which was the best part of his day. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant online for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.